for Talking with TD.
Talking with TD. Touchdown, Tennessee.
The latest on the Two-Tone Blue with ESPN's Teron Davenport.
Put up a shut-up term.
This is Nashville's best sports talk.
ESPN.
102.5 The Game.
Here we go. All right, it's been a two-week hiatus, but we are back in the saddle. You are now talking with TD. I'm your host, Teron Davenport. Appreciate each of you for tuning in. We got double trouble today. We're going to dip into Run TMC twice. Make sure that we go through some lists, man. It is the off season, the final show of the off season, actually. And what better way to cap it off than to do what we do during the off season? That's discuss lists. They're made to create chatter. So we're going to have some chatter on that, go over some things. The Titans were pretty solidly represented. For the most part, I think, four guys in the top 10 list.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing for this team that is said to be devout of talent. You know, after some of the things that happened this year, they still have a pretty good roster, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
And that voice you hear, go ahead and introduce yourself officially.
What's up, boys and girls? My name's David. I'm one of the producers here. And, it's very exciting to be here, man. I'm hoping to have a bigger role in this, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We are going to continue to make this show what it is, right? It doesn't stop for any person, right?
We
rolled through when Calvin left. We rolled through when Elijah left, and now here we are. We'll see if it's going to be you
the MT
or whoever.
Boys.
We got to make sure. Yeah, we got to make sure it matches up in all ways schedule-wise. But we'll see what happens there. I want to get into just training camp itself because the next time we talk, we will be actually into a practice already. So I want to just kind of poke through some of the things that are just rising to the surface as we near the start of training camp. And I think that this, for starters, the thing to talk about is who has the most to prove. And I think it's pretty obvious, but there are some options, right? Mm-hmm. Ryan Tannehill, I feel, has a lot to prove because this fan base is really just kind of like turned.
Yeah, exactly.
There's the majority of Titans fans, well, a good amount. I'm not going to say the majority. Yeah. A good amount is like, hey, man, three interceptions against the Bengals, an interception against the Ravens to end the last two postseason games. He has to win in the postseason.
He has to.
So there's a lot to prove going into camp, coming out of camp, and through the whole season. And then in the postseason.
Exactly,
that's the one. I think Treylon Burks has a lot that he has to prove as well.
Exactly,
That is actually going to be a separate storyline that I'll get into. So that, for me, Ryan Tannehill. Are there any other players you feel have a lot to prove this year?
I think Taylor Lewan has a lot to prove.
Okay.
Just because, like, how much his contract is. And just, like, from the injuries he's had for the last two seasons and just the suspension – he needs to prove, like, he can stay healthy the whole season and actually, like, play a very important role into helping Ryan Tannehill be that better quarterback. A better quarterback for the Titans, for the fans at least.
Yeah, he's going to have to hold down that left side, right, with a new partner to his right at left guard now that Roger Saffold is gone. So, for me, that's another story. The guard and right tackle position, that competition – that's something that I think is huge to look at. And it's bigger now than it was in OTAs and minicamp.
Because
you can't, in shorts and T-shirts, helmets, you're not really going to get too much of an opportunity to evaluate. You'll make sure they get taking their steps.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing those things right. They're communicating. Mm-hmm. That's great. But we need to see it in real combat, hand-to-hand, mano a mano.
Get
and that's what we're
going
to see. And I think that's the beauty of this camp. Especially going against the Cardinals, going against the Bucks, man, that left guard position, that competition. Mm-hmm. When they go against the Bucks, Brewer against Vita Vey,
that's
going to be a difficult matchup because Vita Vey, man,
that's a beast.
Yeah, he's a monster when it comes to defending the run. So we'll see what happens there. But that competition, Aaron Brewer. Mm-hmm. Jamarco Jones.
Yep.
Is Dylan Raiden's going to be involved in that competition? Or will he remain at right tackle? I believe it's going to be right tackle.
Yeah.
But those are going to be the ones to watch. If I had to pick a name right now, I would say that Aaron Brewer is the leader right now. But a lot could change you know, once you're in pads. So that's the thing to watch there. The right tackle position is also interesting because you have Raiders, who appears to be the front runner. I feel personally that he's better suited for playing outside. Now, people that I've talked to have said that, you know, he's ideal for being on the left side. Well, as you mentioned, Lawan is there on the left side. Can he play right tackle? I think so. The strength issues are things that have been brought up with him repetitively. I don't want a guy having strength issues playing interior offensive line.
Exactly.
Bump him out there. I think, you know, going against the – and he'll be able to – although last training camp, and I get it, it was a whirlwind when he hadn't played football in a while.
But yeah.
Ola Adeniyi, like three straight reps.
Yeah.
I was like, Lord have mercy. He was smoking.
Yeah, yeah.
Raiders. Smoking. So I want to see him at right tackle, not with help or anything like that. I want to see how he handles Shaq Barrett.
Yeah.
I want to see how he handles, you know, some of the guys that he's going to face.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
Going against Arizona in camp, right? Marcus Golden.
Yeah, Marcus
Those types. I want to see how that's going to happen.
It's going to be tough. But
it's going to be tough, but it's a good test.
Exactly.
Ideally, they'll be able to find somebody, and they could just start, okay, this is the rotation. This is the group that is going to be the offensive line. That's important for another big thing that I'm going to be watching, and that's Derrick Henry.
Yes, yes.
Derrick Henry, in my opinion, is still the best back in football. We'll get into that next 100%. Segment.
Yeah.
You talk about pure running back, I think it is. And the thing with me, like, I have this thing, right? Anytime you have an elite player that has something to prove, I'm always betting on that guy.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Derrick Henry, and you rarely see him feed into the exterior stuff.
Yeah.
He's feeding into it. And he's like, you're going to see. So for me, when I see those things, I got a feeling Derrick Henry's going to have a pretty big year.
Oh, yeah.
And then on top of that, he next year, guaranteed money, depletes significantly. He wants to make sure that he's in good shape next year. And the way to do that is to have a good year. So I'm going to be watching just how he is in camp.
Yeah.
Right? I want to see, okay, is he going to play in the preseason games also?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see those things. I think, like I said, going off of minicamp, how he went through practice, bumping the younger guys aside, let me get another rep.
Yeah.
Doing conditioning work. That's the Derrick Henry that we know, that we've seen over the last few years. So
exactly.
That's another topic. I mean, Treylon Burks is another one. I mean, you talk about doing conditioning. he was doing conditioning during minicamp, though. I'll give him that. He was on the stationary bike. I wrote about how they've tried to make progress with him, even though he wasn't on the field. He and Ryan Tannehill watch film together. They communicate. They talk. So that way they could see things the same.
Yeah.
That's critical.
It's huge.
But the most critical thing is, how is that going to go to the field? And I think above all else, what we have to see is how this man is able to go through, because it's burning up.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see how he's able to just function.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Forget about you know, all the other stuff. I just want to see you make it through a practice first.
Yes.
And then we could begin to evaluate the other stuff. Unfortunately, you know, that's the point where we're at as far as evaluating this young man. We'll see what happens there. Defensively, well, Robert Woods is another one to watch.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, before we flip it to Bobby
Trees.
Yeah, Bobby Trees, just how he continues. I mean, I thought it was remarkable just that he was out there for OTAs and minicamp, you know, after tearing the knee in November. So
it's huge.
We'll watch how that goes. And there's different guys that will emerge, and we could get into further detail on another show. But just wanted to kind of run through some things. Defensively, for me, you talk about recovering from the knee, Caleb Farley. I personally feel that if he could recover from the knee and get his hands on the football, I think he could score it.
Oh, yeah.
He's a playmaker when he gets the ball in his hands. This is a guy who was a returner. At Virginia Tech, you know, before he got hurt. So, and that was the first injury, the knee, when he played receiver.
Yes, yes.
So I just like the length that he brings. Watching him just be able to get out of his back pedal and drive on the football, he did that pretty solidly during minicamp. Is he going to still have the yellow jersey on? I hope not. Mm-hmm. But it's very probable during the first week of camp.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it'll come off going against the Bucks and Cardinals, and that'll be a good thing. Tell you what, when the Cardinals come here, it's going to be a fight.
Oh, 100%.
You know why? Because DeAndre Hopkins, that dude is feisty.
Yes, he's.
I really believe there's going to be a fight. We saw one last year, so we'll see how that goes. But Jeffrey Simmons, you know, he's looking forward to going out there and making things happen. Let's see if he does take the field. I know you got the contract issue, so that's something. I'll be watching David Long and Zach Cunningham. Oh, yeah. I want to see how they continue to gel. And then you got Monty Rice rotating in.
Monty, yep.
But I'll say this. I really like the rookie Chance Campbell.
Ooh, really?
He had probably, I think it was like 7 million tackles last year,
something like that.
He knows where the football is going and he gets there. So I want to watch him too. So that'll be something else I'll be looking at. Christian Fulton, continuing to see how he progresses. There's another guy, though, and I'll wrap it with these two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Theo Jackson.
Ooh.
I want to see how he's factored in. And he's someone that just this secondary overall, we could put it that way, is how that's going to be. Elijah Molden, Christian Fulton, they seem to have spots locked down.
Mm-hmm.
Safety-wise, you got Byard and Amani Hooker.
Yeah.
But how are they going to go with their dime package, right?
Yes.
Dane Cruikshank was the tight end stopper, so to speak. Theo Jackson, same number, similar length, may even be longer. But regardless – that's a guy that they could use. He played the star position at Tennessee.
Yep.
That's a guy that they could use in the box and matching up. So I want to see just how that role develops for him.
Yes, yeah.
And just like I said, the secondary overall, Roger McCreary is a guy I'll be watching because if Caleb Farley has any, not setback, but any needs a break or anything like that, I want to see him step in. I want to see what he could do. I believe he's a really good player. So those are some of the things that, you know, I wanted to kind of breeze through before we get into the list with the next segment. And obviously, Chigakonko is another one I'll be watching for. So we'll see what happens when we get out there on the grass, man. I could smell it. I could feel it. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to go ahead and go to a break and be right back. Run TMC.
Let's go.
This is Derrick Henry. You're now talking with TD.
Here come those strings. Yeah. All right, here we go. The music fades. The lights dim. You know what's coming.
Oh.
Here it comes. Yeah. And now, starting at power forward for your Atlanta Hawks, number 53. Cliff Livingston.
And now, the lightweight heavyweight champion of the world, James Toney.
Lights out. Oh, man,
what's cracking like it, man? We've been out of pocket for a little bit, man.
Yeah.
How you been doing, bro?
Couple weeks off, man, you know, had to
I got to get back away. In the groove, man.
Yeah, got to get back in the groove, but, you know, it's a groove thing.
Absolutely.
It's easy to stay into, so.
It's a groove thing.
All right, what you know about that? They got the same haircut as you.
Hey, I got a cul-de-sac right now.
That's hilarious, man.
Man,
well,
camp is behind. Hey, it's almost here. Let's go get this thing.
It is almost here. But before we get into camp talk, we still got another week. It's the off season.
I know.
And you know what happens with the off season. The list.
It's the list.
So let's take a look. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler. He polled various executives and just different people within the league to get the top 10 at various positions. We're going to hone in over the next couple segments on a few of them, not all of them, honing on the quarterbacks, running backs, and receivers for this segment.
Let's go.
I tell you what, we're just going to go top five in the interest of time.
Okay, let's go.
But quarterback-wise, let's see who you got. Top 10 or top five quarterbacks. We'll go one and one.
Come on, number one, it's a gimme. I mean, that's Tom Brady. What, over 5,000 yards, 67%, 43 TDs. I don't care what anybody says. They can talk about Aaron Rodgers. They can talk about all this stuff. But when the GOAT is playing each and every year, he's my top quarterback every single year. Absolutely, hands down, number one.
All right. Well, we already have a discrepancy.
number one.
And I listen, much respect to Tom Brady. Much Absolutely. Respect to him. You got to give him his props. But I can't get off of the Pat Mahomes thing. Pat Mahomes, in my opinion, is the best quarterback in football. And that's because he is the guy who could – Now, there's a lot of guys that could do both, right? That could kill you running True. And kill you passing. But I think he has the highest degree of ability to kill you both ways.
Right. Absolutely.
And when I watch the way this guy just different launch points, dropping bombs down the field, throwing Absolutely. With precision on slants, throwing to spots to get Travis Kelce the football, man, Pat Mahomes, in my opinion, that's number one.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I kind of agree with you, but I still think of Tom Brady's great, and I respect what you're saying. But man, Mahomes, the one thing he does so well is he extends the play, man.
That's it.
That's it right there, and that's why I agree with you. And I could put him in the top one, but just when you have the GOAT there, Mahomes is just. I mean, he'll be on the other side and sprint to this side and sprint to the other side. Next year, though, he throws a 70-yard bomb. I mean, look what he did to us in the AFC Championship game. Before the half, when he runs like a 40-yard touchdown when 5 and 6 guys of him. So that's a great pick, but I still gotta go with the GOAT, dog.
Hey, you can't get mad at that pick, man, because the GOAT, he's the GOAT for a reason. So I can't get mad at that. Number two, who you got?
I'm going with Aaron Rodgers. Hmm. I mean, even though, he goes through a lot of stuff off the field and he's grouchy off the field, but I still think that the things that he does and the way he puts the ball in only a spot where the wide receiver can catch it, I mean, he's just a top dog. I mean, he's good at what he does. He's smart. He's intelligent. He extends the play, and he just takes over a game. That's why I got him in number two.
Yeah, I like that selection. We actually see eye to eye there. He is my number two quarterback. And the thing I love, you're talking about going off schedule. He could do that. But I just love, man, in the clutch, like when it's time to make a play late, that dude does it, man. He does it. So I'm going to go with Rodgers there at number two. Who you got number three?
Yeah, I got to go with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, just like what we talked about. I mean, I could put him in number one, kind of, agree with you. But, man, I just love what he does. He extends the play. He makes something happen out of nothing. This is the key. You're going to see the greatness that he has this year because they lost Tyreek Hill to Miami. If he goes out and throws for 4,800 yards like he did last year, you got to change the positions from him being number three to number one.
Yeah, because he's doing it without his best Tyreek Hill. Top weapon. Yeah,
absolutely. No,
I like that. I like that. Number three is tough for me, but I'm going to go Brady. I have to do that. I have to go Tom Brady because it's – again, you got to show your respect to the GOAT, and he is the GOAT. I'm going to put him there at number three. That clutch gene is something that he has more than anybody. If I had to pick one player to have at the end of a game, it's him. Lead me.
But he's almost 75, and he's still playing at an elite level. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he threw for 5,300 yards last year.
He's doing it for the 40-plus club, man. I appreciate it.
Dude, I'm in my 50s. 67%, and he threw 43 TDs. I mean, it gets no better than that.
And he did that. Remember, Chris Godwin was out for a while. And Gronk was out, but he still made it happen.
Absolutely. My number four is, this is where 4 and 5 gets a little tricky here for me. And I think we're going to be on the same page, but I don't know. I'm going with Joe Burrow. And the reason why I'm going with Joe Burrow, I mean, he's super cool. He's like Fonzie from the Happy Days. He extends the play. He makes something happen. I mean, look at what he did against the Tennessee Titans in the playoff game. He had 9 sacks, but he didn't get rattled. He stayed focused. He threw the ball to where he made the plays when the plays needed to be played, made it the right time. So I got to go with Joe Burrow at number 4.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. And there's an assortment of guys that I could pick from.
I know.
You know,
I know.
And – ooh, so number 4 is 7. I'm leaving Deshaun Watson out of it because he probably would be my number 4. I'm just going to leave him out because we don't know when he's going to play.
Right.
But, you know, it could be Josh Allen. It could be Justin Herbert. It could be Burrow. I like dual threat players, man. So, you know, say what you want. I'm going Lamar. Lamar Jackson, my number 4 quarterback.
Dude, I ain't mad at you.
And here's the thing that I love about Lamar Jackson. He literally makes you better play 11-on-11 football. Because if you don't, he's going to kill you. Now,
what?
That poll that they did didn't have Lamar in the top 10.
Damn
that poll. I got him give me him as my number 4 quarterback. Number 5 to round it out.
Unless
you have something to say about Lamar.
No, I mean, it's Lamar. Everybody knows when Michael Vick came into the league, how spectacular he was. And they said there'll never be a runner like Michael Vick. This dude is 2 times better running the ball than Michael Vick. Mm-hmm. That's how special this kid is. Not taking nothing from Michael Vick. Michael Vick was electric. He was awesome. But I've been in the league. I've been watching the league for a long time, but I've never, ever seen a quarterback run like Lamar Jackson.
It's crazy because he can make you miss. Like, man, Vick would just outrun you, but Lamar make you miss. You know, make you look stupid.
Yeah, my number 5 is, this is where I struggled a little bit because there's a lot of great quarterbacks, but I got to go with Josh Allen. I mean, I have to. Mm-hmm. I mean, 4,000 yards, 63%, 36 TDs. I mean, I just think that, you know, from year 1 to year 2 and year 3, he's consistently getting better. And when you have a quarterback that's playing with a lot of confidence and playing with a chip on his shoulder and playing with tenacity to want to win and, you know, leaving the playoffs, you know, with a bad taste in his mouth by losing to Kansas City, this dude is on the hunt to maybe, I'm just throwing this out there, maybe being the MVP of the league next year.
Yeah. Well, look, I ain't mad at you. I'm going Josh Allen number 5, too. And I was kind of torn between, okay, Lamar Allen. Look, man, I love Lamar's game, so I'm going to put in 4. But Josh Allen, you talk about making progress and becoming a more accurate passer. Like, he's still not accurate, so to speak, but he's gotten better. Getting Stephon Diggs in the mix has made that a lot better for him. And I'm going to go there, and he really proved it to me this past season. This past season was the year where I was like, yeah, this dude is the truth. He's a top 5 quarterback.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. So we got the quarterbacks out the way. Now let's turn our focus to the running backs. I'll kick it off because, I mean – He brought us in. David, our producer, brought us in with Derrick Henry. Hey, Derrick Henry, he's still the king in my book. I don't think that there's a running back that's better than him. You can knock him for the pass-catching ability, but that's something that he kind of offsets with how he catches the screen, and you see him take that a long way. I got to go Derrick Henry.
I mean, hey, listen, big dog, I am not mad with you. I mean, he's a beast. Only thing I'm just a little bit concerned about is just the injury. Everybody knows about the injury. Mm-hmm. So my number one guy is, and this is the funny thing about this, because as I was putting my list together and going through it and studying, I was in there with my coaches because I coach at Montgomery Bet Academy, and I told them the list. They almost cussed me out when I said this. I'm going with Jonathan Taylor from the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, I knew you were going with him first.
Yeah. And the reason why I'm going with him is because he's a home run hitter. He's physical. He had 18 TDs last year, over 1,800 yards. I think next year, if he stays healthy, I think he has the capability of getting 2,000 yards. And the reason why I say Jonathan Taylor's at number one as opposed to Derrick Henry being number one, I just think because of the injury. If Derrick Henry didn't get hurt, guaranteed 100% Derrick Henry, but I'm going with Jonathan Taylor at number one.
I got Taylor at number two, and for all the reasons that you said, and that home run hitter part of it is definitely true. Yeah. And, I mean, he's not a little guy. I mean, we're talking about a 225-pounder. And he was clocking in the 4.3s combine wise. So I love just that there are some running backs that still have the significance that these two players have. So
yeah,
I'm not mad absolutely. At you at all. I'm going to go Jonathan Taylor, number two. Who you got number two?
I got Derrick Henry. I mean, it's funny because we swapped.
Yeah, it's just vice versa.
Derrick Henry, you know, but I know everybody talks about, you know, Derrick Henry not being a versatile running back. He's just downhill, you know, outside zone and all that stuff. But he can run the Wildcat now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He can run the Wildcat. Mm-hmm. He's physical. You know, he can catch some little screens and hit the home run. So, you know, I'm not saying he's not versatile and all those things, but I just think that I want to see him come back from the injury like he played, you know, when he got 2,000 yards. He's my number two guy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We'll kind of speed through these next three because I just looked at time.
Yep. Right.
I'm going to go number three. I'll go Dalvin Cook. I love his home run hitting ability. I love how he runs that outside zone. I do like the fact that he's such a factor in the screen game, too. So give me Dalvin Cook, number three. Who you got, number three?
I'm going with Nick Chubb. It was one of those two, but I'm going with Nick Chubb, 1,200 yards, 8 TDs. He's just a different kind of cat. I mean, he's not big in stature, but he plays big. And he'll run through your face, catch the screen, take it the distance. I got Nick Chubb at number three.
Yeah, I'll go Chubb at four. Just the bruising ability that he brings. He is, and all four of these guys are pure workhorse backs.
Absolutely.
But Henry, Chubb, Taylor, those guys are the physical. Now, don't get me wrong, Cook will run through your face, but there's just a different degree of punishment that the other three bring. Nick Chubb, number four. Who you got four?
I'm going with Dalvin Cook. I mean, it's kind of like we're switching roles. Dalvin Cook, I love what he did. I mean, you see when he ran by Byers when they played him a couple of years ago. He's a home run hitter. He'll run through your face. Hey, oh, I made him look crazy. So I'm going with Dalvin Cook at my fourth position.
And to round it out for me, Joe Mixon is the guy that I'm going to go with. I love the dual threat ability that he has because you could put him in the slot. Now, Kamara brings that too, but I think Mixon is a slightly better runner. So I'll go Joe Mixon.
You know, it's so funny because you brought up Alvin Kamara's name. That's my number five guy. And the reason why I'm saying, you know, Alvin Kamara is because, in my opinion, I know they talk about McCaffrey being a complete back, but I think Alvin Kamara is a complete back. You can spread him out. You can flank him out. He can go one-on-one with a linebacker or a safety and make you miss and also run downhill, run the outside zone, all those things that makes him the number five guy because he's a complete back in NFL.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, 3 minutes, we're going to do the receivers.
All right, Whip. Mm-hmm.
I'm starting off Devontae Adams, the release, the route running.
Yeah.
A little bit of yards after catch, too. That's my top receiver.
Absolutely, Devontae Adams, 123 receptions, 11 TDs, over 1,500 yards. Just everything he does is great. Route running, getting off the line of scrimmage, and making a big play and taking the team on to win the victory.
Number two, I'm going Cooper Kupp. That's
on the same page. Yeah.
Cooper Kupp, man, you talk about just the feel and understanding of the position. He's a natural wide receiver, and he's been that way since Eastern Washington, watching him back then, and then see him at the Senior Bowl, and you can't forget the blocking aspect. That dude will go get it. So that's my number two.
Let me give you the statistics on that dude. 1,900 yards, 16 TDs. What does that tell you? That means you're getting open. But here's what I love about him is he makes the clutch catch every single time. Look at it in the playoff game, clutch catch. In the Super Bowl, clutch. The reason why I got him at number two is because that dog is what? Clutch.
Yep. No doubt about it. So, number three, I'm going Tyreek Hill.
Oh, we're on the same page.
I'm just going to use two words, speed kills.
Oh, man. Hey, what's his nickname?
Cheetah.
He runs like a cheetah. He cuts on the dime. I was watching some of his videos. And like a camp he was doing, man, he was cutting on the dime with so much explosiveness. He's one of those guys to where you got to take notice of where he's at on the field. So that's why I got him number three.
And he will make the contested catch, too. I like that, too.
Absolutely.
So number four, it could get real hairy.
I already know.
Real hairy. But this guy's one of my favorite receivers in the league. I'm going Stephon Diggs. I love his routes.
We are on the same page.
He's playing basketball at the line of scrimmage. Literally, I've seen him, you know, cross somebody over and go behind the back. Yeah, number four, Stephon Diggs. He's a dog.
Oh, man. Hey, I got the same. That's why I said we're on the same page. I got Stephon Diggs. He's my number four. And just like what you said, you know, we reinvented about getting off the line of scrimmage. Some of the moves that he makes off the line of scrimmage is just flat out insane.
Yeah.
Quick feet, you know, lying with his eyes, chest over knees when he comes out of his route. Just a perfection of route running.
Now,
it's hairy now.
At number five, now this one's tough because, man, Justin Jefferson is outstanding.
I I know.
DeAndre Hopkins is a beast. Give me Mike Evans. And Mike Evans is my, in my opinion, is one of the most underrated players in football.
I agree.
Because whenever you talk about top five receivers, his name never gets mentioned. That's why I'm making it a purpose to put his name in there. He runs really good routes. The contested catches. He was an all-state hooper in the Houston area. He could have been a collegiate basketball player. He takes that to the football field. And just seeing that guy up front and close and personal, I encourage you to come out when Tampa comes here just to watch him, because you appreciate what he does on his, a little bit more when you see it in person at that size. Give me Mike Evans, number five.
Oh, I struggle with this.
And no disrespect to Keenan Allen either.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's a couple that I like. Ooh. I like Justin Jefferson. I got Hunter Renfro, Deebo Samuels. But the guy that I got to go with is Chase from the Cincinnati Bengals.
I knew you were going to put him in there.
I had.
I'm not mad at that.
Because he's just so electric, man. Look at what he did when he played the Kansas City Chiefs. He took a curl and took it 70 yards and ran by everybody.
And that's
He's one of those guys that just takes over the game. I mean, yeah, you could put Justin Jefferson there. Yeah, you could put Hunter Renfro in. But when you're talking about a game breaker, Ja'Marr Chase is the guy.
I like that. I'm not mad at that. Ja'Marr Chase is definitely something special. But I want to see him do it like these other guys have done it. And you know what you're going to get. So that was the top five in three different positions there. We're going to go ahead to a break. We'll come right back and we'll look at the defense.
Let's go.
Hey, it's Teron Davenport. You ever had to sit and wait for 2 hours or longer to get new tires put on your car? Well, you don't have to do that anymore. Call my friends at Freedom Tire Guys. They're Nashville's premier mobile tire company that does it all. New tires, balance, rotation, everything. And they come to you. Your work, your job, your house, you name the spot. Head online to freedomtireguys.com, fill out their tire calculator, pick your new tires, and schedule your service date. It's that easy. If you don't see something you like, give them a call, and they'll find it for you. Check them out today at freedomtireguys.com.
This is Jefferson, and I'm talking with TD.
That's right. Had to get the defensive music coming in because we are about to take it to the defense. And you heard the man bring us in. Jeffrey Simmons. Yes, sir. So we're going to go to his position and just look at the top five defensive tackles. I think we don't really even have to talk about it. You know who the top guy is. That's Aaron Donald. There isn't a discussion to be had. So we'll just leave it at that. After Aaron Donald, who do you got?
Come on, man. Jeffrey Simmons. Tennessee Titans. I mean, dominating, took over the game when they played Cincinnati. You know, stopped them and stopped the Buffalo Bills at the one. I mean, he just changes the game. I'm going with Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah, I think he is an elite, disruptive playmaker at that position. You got to go there with him. I look at the Rams game, too. Just the way he tore it up. And a lot of his stuff doesn't go in the stat sheet. Like, you'll see him drive a guard back to the quarterback, and he'll throw the football but not get as much on it as he wants to and ends up being picked off. It's an interception for Byard or one of those guys, but it doesn't show up for Simmons. So, yeah, give me Jeffrey Simmons at number two. Who you go number three?
I'm going to DeForest Buckner from the Colts. 7 sacks, 41 pressures. I mean, I know he gets overlooked sometimes, but, man, not sometimes, you know, just last year. But he's still a game wrecker. I'm going DeForest Buckner.
I like the pick.
Yeah, come on, man.
However, I'm going to go Chris Jones, man.
Oh, I was going to do that. I was.
That dude is ridiculously disruptive, man.
Yeah.
And he's someone that does it against the run. And I think you could go back to that game against the Titans in after the 2019 season, AFC Championship game. He was the difference maker. He and Frank Clark, of course. But, you know, he made it so tough to run in the middle. But then he also gets that pressure. Yeah. He gets high sack numbers as a D tackle. So I'm going Chris Jones, number three. Who you got, number four?
I'm going with Jonathan Allen from Washington.
Another good pick.
Ooh,
underrated.
You know, he had 30 QB hits and 9 sacks. I mean, dude's a game wrecker. He consistently is around the football. So I'm going to go with Jonathan Allen from Washington.
I like that. I'm going to go Buckner. With at number three, or that's number four now. Number four, I'm going to go Buckner. Here's the thing for me. He also gets the deflect the balls at the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely.
Because he's basically Shaq on the line. You know what I mean? The dude's like 6'7" or something like that. Long wingspan. No. I'm still amazed that the 49ers traded him back when they
That's
did.
Crazy.
But, hey, I mean, you look at the past two seasons. I mean, we're talking about a bunch of sacks and quarterback hits. And he does what he needs to do. So give me DeForest Buckner at number four. Round it out for me.
My name is Jones. I mean, you got to put him in the top five. I mean, he's one of those guys on defense like a Jeffrey Simmons and Aaron Donald that completely, you know, take over a game on defense. So I got to go with Chris Jones.
This one for me is tough because I'm literally torn between Jonathan Allen and Cam Hayward. And I'm going Cam Hayward, the OG, man. He may not get all the sacks for you, but he will clog that middle. He will take on double teams. But when you talk about playing against the run, him, Vita Vey, like those are top level guys. I mean, he had 10 sacks last year. So give me Cam Hayward, number five.
Hey, that's not a bad pick. I mean, that dude, when that dude wants to take over a game, he definitely can. So absolutely, that's not a bad pick.
So that's the rounding out the D-tackles. Let's move it over to safety. Oh, boy. We're going to have a Titan in this one, too. We've had a Titan in two. We're two out of four for Titans guys in the top five, which is pretty good. So let's go to this one, see what we got.
My number one, this is where it gets hairy. I'm going with Derwin Jones from the Chargers. Deron James. He can cover the slot. I mean, he's all over the field. He's a ball hawk. I got to go with him. I wanted to go with Kevin Byard, number one, but I just think James is better.
All right, man. Listen, I'm not going to be biased, but I can't help it. I don't want to seem biased. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Kevin Byard is the best safety in football, man.
He's good now. Don't get me wrong.
I don't see any other safety that does what he does as far – well, Minkah Fitzpatrick probably. But just the ability to bait quarterbacks. The way he jumps routes and reads stuff. That interception against the Rams where he jumped in that lane. He told Jackrabbit, hey – Make sure you drop back into your zone because I'm gonna jump it if it's there. So make sure you drop back, cover me, and he jumped it because he saw the alignment, knew the assignment, pass ball, bingo, touchdown. Give me Kevin Byard, but he also tackles well, and he's somebody that you can match up against tight ends, which Derwin James you can too. So, but give me Byard as the best safety in the league. Who you got number two?
I got Kevin Byard. I mean, you just talked about all the attributes that he has. The one play that I love, I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago when they played the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh,
and he read the curl flat, and he jumped the flat, catch the ball, game over. He just recognizes, you know, the combination routes, and he understands what's going on. That's why he's so smart. I got him in number two.
Yeah, and the thing that I liked on that play, that I loved, rather, and I talked to him about it afterwards, and I gave him props because – he also didn't bite on that play action.
He sure did.
You got, you know, Zeke Elliott, you know, that play action. He didn't bite on it. So I give him props for there. But number three, for me, listen, man, you talk about complete safeties and guys that don't get any respect. Justin Simmons of the Denver Broncos. That dude gets all the interceptions.
Yeah.
He's long. He matches up. I've really liked him since his Boston College days, seen him at the Shrine Week. So my number three safety is Justin Simmons. Who you got at number four?
I'm going to Micah Fitzpatrick. Like what we talked about. Yeah, I'm number three. I mean, he's kind of like a Kevin Byard-ish. I mean, they're continuously around the ball, and they can cover the slot tackle, and they're good in space. He's very, very good in space. And when I say good in space, he can definitely make a tackle if it's one-on-one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'll go Minkah, number four, and he's a guy also a matchup problem. So give me Minkah at number four, Minkah Fitzpatrick. Round it out for me.
I'm going with Buda Baker from Arizona.
Nice.
I mean, I know it was kind of tough because there's a couple of cats that I wanted to get, you know, the Marcus Williams, that guy. But I go with Buda Baker. I just love what he does. He's physical. I mean, he can cover. He can do the things that you want as a safety, and he's just good at what he does.
Yeah, I'm going to go Derwin James. I'll round it out there because you talk about a guy that could literally do anything back there. He does that. I'm not going to get into stats, but, you know, he's someone that I think is an excellent safety that makes that offense go or defense go there in L.A. with the Chargers. Real quick, we won't do explanations because I know we're okay, up against it. But just give me your top five corners. Who you got?
Okay, I got Xavier. I'm trying to pronounce his name right. Xavier Howard from Miami. Ooh, he's a dog, man. Five INTs. My number two is Jalen Ramsey. Everybody knows about Jalen Ramsey. My number three is Lattimore from New Orleans.
Marcus Lattimore.
And then number four is my Trayvon Diggs from Dallas. 11 INTs last year. And here's where I struggle a little bit. Number five, I'm going with Denzel Ward from the Cleveland Browns. Dang gummit.
He's a dog. For me, I'm going to go number one is the obvious for me. That's Jalen Ramsey. Okay. Number two, I'm going with, are you ready for this? Jair Alexander. I love his game. Whoa. He's a feisty little dude. I'm going number two, Jair Alexander.
Okay.
Number three for me, Marshawn Lattimore.
Oh, he's
definitely
a dog,
Marshawn
man.
Lattimore. He's a dog. Number four for me, Xavier Howard. And then I'm going to round it out. A.J. Terrell, got to get a young boy some respect, man.
Wait a minute. Hold up. You ain't got Trayvon Diggs in from Dallas?
Trayvon Diggs gets a lot of picks, but he gets beat a lot. He gives up a lot of yards. That's my issue with him.
Jalen Ramsey does, too.
Not as much as Diggs. Not as much as Diggs.
Oh,
I could have put Marlon Humphrey in there. Trayvon Diggs is close.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot. Tre'Davious White, you know what I mean? Maybe next year we'll have Christian Fulton or Caleb Farley in there. We'll see.
Absolutely.
We'll see.
Amani Hooker
even. In the safety part, you know what I mean? We'll see what happens. But there's a bunch of good corners in the league. I'm glad we got to run through all of that. I know you got to go. And, you know, we'll get back in here. We'll talk some shop next week.
Let's go.
Just fresh after day one of camp, so I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, before I go, man, you know, I was looking at TV and you popped up on ESPN, and my son and my daughter was looking at TV. They was like, man, is that Donald Driver? I'm like, nah, man, that's TDJ. I'm not TDJ. TD.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? I was talking to a fan, right? And he had told me that you're the great value version of Bill Bellamy. And on that note, we out of here.
Peace out.
So that's the show for this week. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We got a double dose of that Run TMC, man. We had to run through those lists because that's typically what we do in the off season, right? You go through the list. David, I appreciate you stepping in and making this happen. We'll continue to, you know, allow this to flow and just see.
Yeah.
Hopefully you fall into the role. Not fall into the role, but you grab that role of the producer. The torch could be passed to you.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's pretty much it. So next week, the next time we talk, we will have seen at least one practice at training camp. So it is here. I appreciate everybody rocking with us over the break. And I hope everybody enjoyed their time while we were away. I know I did. And it's been a great, great off season. And it's just about over. So we'll make this thing happen. Appreciate each of you for tuning in. Definitely come back next week and we'll have more fire for you.